Guangdong Development and Reform Commission Director Ge Changwei says the bridge will be managed under the cooperation of the three regional governments that built it, Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau.
During the nearly nine-year construction, Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau cooperated closely and successfully conquered many difficulties due to different legal systems and construction management systems, and offered referential experience and models in the exploration of the three-party cooperation under the One Country, Two Systems principle.
The 55-kilometer-long bridge has a service life of 120 years. Bridge Authority Chief Engineer Su Quan-ke says the bridge was built under unanimous standards and plans and under the supervision of the three parties.
Hong Kong and Macau participated in the engineering management and offered many suggestions on improving quality and details, which played a very important role. We adopted their suggestions and learned from them as long as it was good for the project.
Regional cooperation has also brought new immigration inspection methods. A new mode of cooperative inspection and once-and-for-all clearance will be conducted at the Zhuhai-Macau border crossing of the bridge. Senior immigration inspection official Tan Zhiwei says the new mode will significantly improve efficiency.
Closely combined inspection facilities have been installed so that the passenger need only to queue once and receive one inspection and finish immigration inspection procedures from both mainland and Macau within 20 to 30 seconds.
The bridge and tunnel system across the Linding Yang waters of the Pearl River estuary will cut the traveling time between Hong Kong and Zhuhai or Macau from 3 hours to about 30 minutes. Bridge Authority Director Zhu Yongling says the project will benefit Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau.
After the bridge starts operation, the traveling costs for taking a day tour through the land routes can be avoided. Therefore, the bridge will help to optimize the distribution of industries, raise the competitiveness of the region, and benefit logistics and tourism.
The bridge is also believed to lay a good foundation for the development of the Guangdong-Hong Kong-Macau Greater Bay Area, which is considered a new highlight in China's economy. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.